What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on?
James Michael Tyler has died. He was 59.
I went in on the first extra call. A friend of mine bleached my hair, and they liked the look, and they kept me for 10 years.
What's my last name?
Central Perk.
The friend star's death follows a 3-year battle with stage 4 prostate cancer.
It's really weird because, like, now whenever you're going to watch Friends, you're just going to have a reminder that he's no longer with us. Like, it was weird today. I was hanging out with my girlfriend's mom, and we were hanging out at her house in the living room, and she put on King of Queens, and I was like, oh, Arthur is no longer here with us anymore. I don't know if it's just me and my denial of death and my denial that I'm not going to be here forever. But when you start like thinking about Tupac and Biggie not being here, that's the music I listen to or TV shows. It's weird when you look at somebody on a screen who's alive and you go, they're not here anymore. It's very weird. And that's the depressing part about Gunther, who passed away, James Michael Tyler, at 59 years old. And then I begin doing the math, and I'm like, oh, man, I only have 31 more years. Got to get this radio career going at some point. No, I'm killing it.
In a statement, a rep for James says the actor died peacefully at his Los Angeles home on Sunday.
Man, if you're going to die of cancer, if dying peacefully sounds amazing. Like, I wouldn't want to go out in pain, you know what I mean? Like, I saw, and I'm not trying to be morbid, I'm not trying to be deep and dark, but I saw that happen with my dad, and then I found him dead. And, like, I would rather die at 35 and not have cancer than be 51 and have cancer. Because, like, it's just the most depressing thing ever. It really makes you appreciate each and every living second that you're alive, and it makes you appreciate each and every living second that you don't have cancer. Like, do you ever wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, another day of this average life? And you're like, oh my God, I don't have cancer and I'm alive. It's just the best feeling ever. The rest of the day is irritating, but that first moment when you wake up and you're like, oh yeah, time to stretch and get out of bed. Best feeling ever. Rest of the day, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. And we're also on Z Radio Live, which can be found on the Odyssey app at ZRadioLive.com. And for all the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com. Oh, we got some important news. Kourtney Kardashian posed topless. I mean, at some point, when is it going to not be news anymore? Every day, oh, they pose nude. Oh, they pose nude. Trust me, I'm not complaining, though.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment, this opening segment, this opening intro of me talking to you, of me communicating with you, slightly offensive takes on life, was brought to you by, who should it be brought to you by? The Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When you go to the website, it has all the locations within Florida of where you can purchase their product. And if you don't live in Florida, don't worry, even though you're missing out. even though our governor's a sociopath. But if you don't live in Florida, you can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And the social tags is at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram. And let us know what you cook up, because we're really interested. Yeah.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
NBA D-League coaches, nationally syndicated radio hosts, TV writers, comedians. You never know who will call in a happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, man. I don't know how to announce this next news. It's unbelievable. It's out of this world. It does not seem plausible. I don't know how to express it to you, so I'm just going to have to openly say it. I'm just going to have to come out and tell you. Breaking news. Kourtney Kardashian posed topless. I know, very hard for you to process. I know, very hard for you to take in. It wouldn't be for her. But Kourtney Kardashian posed topless. I hope that information helped out your day. I hope that information made your day better. Because this video I'm about to play, let's see how many views it has. Because it helped out 5,378 people who now their day is completely better. Their day was average before. They could have even been having the greatest day ever. But finding out that Kourtney Kardashian posed topless, everyone's life is better.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
A week after Travis Barker popped the question, Kourtney Kardashian took to her Instagram to reminisce on their engagement with some steamy topless photos that showed off her ring worth apparently $1 million. Let's get into it.
That is the difference between a heterosexual male and somebody who is like a heterosexual female, like this reporter. I'm not assuming her sexuality. God did. Oops. But what I'm saying is she notices the ring first. Us guys, we're like, oh yeah, boobs. And Travis Barker's got a pretty good body. That's me. I'm like, man, he works out a lot. That's a heterosexual male like me. That's a better way of saying it, Ryan. For me, I don't go, oh my God, Kourtney Kardashian. The thing I noticed in the picture of her topless, she got a really nice wedding ring. That's the first thing I noticed, not the boobs and butt, it was the wedding ring.
In case you somehow missed the biggest celebrity relationship news of last week, Travis Barker proposed to his girlfriend, Kourtney Kardashian, on Sunday, October 17th, in the most beautiful, rose-filled beach set engagement we've literally ever seen.
It was like he was trying to say, I'm a millionaire, and I'm having sexual intercourse with Kourtney Kardashian by the display of roses surrounding everything at the beach. And the reason he's portraying that, and the reason he's displaying that, is because he is a millionaire who is having sexual intercourse with Kourtney Kardashian. And he's a rock star. And these rock stars, like Travis Barker, and these rock stars, like Machine Gun Kelly, they gotta let us know that they're rock stars by going out for their girlfriend, man.
Court, of course, said yes and went on to celebrate their new engagement with a dinner attended by most of her family, including Kim, Khloe, Kris Jenner, Travis's kids, and all of us, since they...
Were the other kids not there? Can you imagine being the other kids and you didn't get the invite? Can you imagine being the other kids and like Travis's kids are invited, but they're like, ah, Courtney, ah, Kim, your kids aren't invited to this exciting memory that we are making, this party that Courtney and Travis are getting married. No, your kids can't come. Travis, your kids can come. And the reason I'm going on this little tangent about kids being invited and some kids not being invited, I had a certain person in my family, I'm not throwing shade, but she had a wedding and I wasn't invited to the wedding party because the husband she's no longer with was mad that not all his cousins could be invited to the wedding party. And I was like six or seven. And because not all the cousins could come to the wedding party, I couldn't go either. So I sat at home. If there was a way to explain how lonely of a childhood I had, if there was a way to explain how twisted I am and how sad I am, it was that I wasn't even invited to my aunt's wedding.
They reportedly filmed it all for their upcoming Hulu show, Score. Until that drops, we will be living for Court's IG updates, and her newest one certainly has our eyes open wide, looking at all the small things.
Ah, that's what we're looking at. I like how she did that. It's the quote of Blink-182, and Travis Barker was in the band. Get what she did there? They're so funny. I love when they put in those one-liners, and like we're supposed to go, oh, wow, that was good. Like, let's say, I think of an example. Like, they'll be talking about Drake, and he's got this new girlfriend, or he sent this text message at 3 p.m. to Millie Bobby Brown after school. I don't know why nobody talks about that, but that's a thing. But you never hear them do a thing about whoever Drake's talking to, if she's 16 or 17 or 42. And they go, oh, and then they'll say things like, oh yeah, the best I ever had singer had a great night with her. Was it the best she ever had? And they'll have those one-liners that go along with the song. Kind of like that scene in Family Guy when Peter gets pulled over and the whole joke during the whole show is that they were saying the names of movies and TV shows and Peter gets pulled over and goes, I'm a Family Guy. I'm on a complete tangent. I don't know if you can tell that I'm insane. I don't know if you can tell that I'm having a slight bipolar attack tonight and that I'm insane. Oh, break the stigma. I only want to talk about mental health once a month. I'm mentally ill. I'm insane, damn it. I probably should not yell that in the apartment. Cops here. Could you imagine? I swear I'm just talking to people. You're in a room by yourself yelling into a microphone. That's my audience. That's all I have. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. I can be an anxiety-ridden mess, and one day I can look like a baller at a wedding. There's a day that I can wake up and I don't want to do anything. And there's a day that I have sex twice in a day with my hand. And then I work out and feel amazing. And maybe have sex with my girlfriend. But on the top days and the low days of my life, I am always grateful that I am not Scott Disick. I wake up and I go, as many beautiful women that man has slept with, he's had a resume. But he has no emotional attachment. So basically, it's like going on Pornhub. So I wake up every day and I go, thank God I'm not Scott Disick. And I'm sure he would feel the same way. And I don't care because my pubic hair has more talent than him. And after this break, because you probably need to wash your hands after me just bringing up pubic hair, I will let you know why Scott Disick is the worst. Only on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. When I tell you that FitSageFitness.com is the home to the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. You can do virtual workouts if you don't live in Tampa Bay. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. FitSageFitness.com. If you live in Tampa, work out with Devin. If you don't, work out with Devin. It's all up to what you want to do, man.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his.
856-49-HOPPY.
Ryan Hoppy, he's definitely not woke.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
I'm not gone yet. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on Z Radio Live at zradiolive.com and on the Odyssey app and at quadpod.com, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. Ah, it's a real mouthful. Surprisingly, I didn't have to go to Ybor City to get a mouthful. I was able to obtain a mouthful right here.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Scott Disick has been reportedly distancing himself from the Kardashians following the...
Oh, I'm sure they're so upset. No, Scott Disick's finally going away. No. They're cheering, buddy. Yes, finally. That pretty boy sociopathic piece of garbage is gone. They are cheering to the heavens, boy. Nobody's going, oh no, Scott Disick's leaving, come back.
Scott Disick has been reportedly distancing himself from the Kardashians following the Kourtney and Travis engagement news. Mm-hmm. And now we're hearing that he may be distracting himself with a much younger fling.
That's all he does. It is weird when you find out that your ex-girlfriend is engaged and then married and has a kid. Where did I hear that before? Oh, yeah, that happened to me. It's very weird, like, when you find out that she's banging someone else, even though she dumped you in the middle of a Target on Dale Mabry. I'm just saying, but I never have to see her again. I haven't looked at her social media 3-4 times in 4 years. I haven't really thought about her. But what I'm saying is I don't have to look at her because I didn't have a kid with her. I haven't seen her in 4 years. You get the point. I've moved on. I'm living a happier life. I have talent and I'm growing. Scott Disick has none of that. He has no talent and he's pretty much a boring trust fund baby. And that's got to be killing him inside, knowing that he has no talent and he's only relevant because of the Kardashians. And it's got to drive him nuts to see Travis Barker just plowing his girlfriend. And I'm not just talking about when he maybe peeks in the window. I wouldn't put Scott Disick above being a window peeker. But what I will definitely tell you is it's killing him seeing Travis Barker just banging his girl and now literally having sex, unless there's a sex tape that's released, which I wouldn't probably watch. But literally when they're taking the pictures and Travis Barker is holding Kourtney in the air, it's like watching missionary sex on the beach. It's very bizarre. It's a little uncomfortable. And you know, in the end, man, it's driving Scott Disick nuts. Scott Disick probably got everything he ever wanted growing up. And now that he can't have Kourtney, even though he cheated on her and ruined everything and it's all his fault, dude, you're a little obsessive, bro.
So let's get into it.
Scott was spotted out in Los Angeles with a new woman on his arm, model Elizabeth Grace Lynn.
Yeah, Elizabeth Grace, the two names that are affiliated with daddy issues. The other ones are Ryan John Hoppy. Some people will come up to me, never in my life. Some people will just approach me at the club. Not at all. Some people will approach me at Publix. Not at all. Some people will approach me at work. Not at all. And go, hey, Ryan, why are you always saying that the women who are half the age of Scott Disick, why are you saying they have daddy issues? Can't they just be 19 to 20-year-old girls who are half a man's age, hanging out with somebody with no talent? Can't they just be with Scott Disick for his riveting personality? And how could you say that the women who have sex with Scott Disick, how could you say that they have daddy issues? No. That's where I would pause you. To all the people that interrupt me at the club and Publix and come up to me and talk to me about this in person, never happened in my life. I am the authority on all things daddy issues. I am the authority on all things loving your dad, missing your dad, but being annoyed by your father. So I can see somebody else who has daddy issues. You can kind of see it in their pupil. You can kind of see it in their eye. Like, they're kind of dead in social situations. They kind of space out. That's when you know someone has daddy issues, dude. And you don't really have the daddy issues on radar unless you have daddy issues. Like, when you have daddy issues and you're in a social surrounding with other girls that you end up dating and banging that have daddy issues, you kind of all get along and vibe because you go, it's okay. I'll show you the loving that you didn't get from your male figure, and you all kind of do it in different ways. But if you have a great father, don't even try to come up to me and relate to me on my daddy issues. Don't. Because you're lucky.
Model Elizabeth Grace Lindley, who, according to varying reports, is either 20 or 23 years old.
Oh, who cares? 20, 23, 17. Ah, it's all possible with Scott Disick. I remember when I was on Tinder and Bumble, there was a point where they could let you have the age on Tinder be 18. So I put it as like, literally it was like a demographic. It was like 18 to 49. I'm just being real of trying to meet girls on Tinder. And I'm sweating talking about this. Don't know why. It's normal. And most of them were just freshmen at USF. Some of them were freshmen at SPC. Some of them were living at home. Oh, and one of them was like, oh, I got homework tonight. I was talking to her. This is like 2 years ago. And I'm like, what are you up to? She's like, well, I got the pep rally later. And I'm like, what? She's like, well, I'm a senior in high school. I'm 18. And I was like, unmatched, block. Get the hell away from me. But Scott Disick, oh, that would have been jackpot for him. He would have been like, yes. And can I come to your homecoming dance too?
This is the first time Scott's been seen dating since his split with Amelia Gray Hamlin back in September after the couple dated for 2 years.
Wow, time flies when you have vapid sex because you're vapid, rich, elite people.
It was also the first public Scott appearance since his ex and mother of his children, Courtney, got engaged to Travis.
You know, like, when you're a celebrity and your significant other gets married, or your ex, when your ex significant other gets married or gets engaged, and you're the ex that is watching her get engaged and get married, there's probably a certain attitude that goes into somebody like Scott Disick or, let's say, Owen Wilson, where it's your first appearance since finding out that your ex is banging somebody else and going to get married for a 2-year marriage. There's probably a certain swagger where you maybe do a face mask that morning. I would know from experience. You really take care of yourself because that is your first public appearance, man. Walking to get gasoline or to get coffee, you gotta look really good after your ex gets engaged. Like, you know, Scott Disick was like, I'm gonna be seen out with a 19-year-old. I don't care. I'm making this happen. Courtney and Travis are engaged, damn it. I have to respond like getting a teenager. That's just the mindset of Scott Disick. And I don't like it. And it makes me want to protect my daughter if I have one. I swear to God, everyone's been trying to manifest me having kids. Don't worry, I'm pulling out. And she's on the pill. Oh, that was too much information for you. Everybody that's been trying to manifest me, knocking up my girlfriend on the radio and on social media. Oh, that was too much info. You begin the topic of when you having kids. And when I tell you the methods that we're going through to not have the kids yet, you're like, oh, I don't need to hear that info. Well, I didn't really need to hear you be a passive-aggressive asshole implying when I have kids. Trust me, bro. I was never a good basketball player. That's an understatement. I made the volleyball team one time. But my pullout game, I am the Michael Jordan.
Just a day after the romantic proposal hit the news, a source told Page Six exclusively that Scott was, quote, losing his mind over the couple getting married.
If he wasn't so pretty, if he wasn't so averagely dressed and so rich and famous, he would be considered a nut job who should be locked up in a loony bin. Oh, he's Scott Disick. He's normal, stalking his wife, freaking out over his ex-wife rather. All of this, that is the behavior of somebody that I want to have date my daughter. Not at all. That's the behavior of someone that I want to have be brought home to Thanksgiving dinner. Hi, Dad.
Yeah.
I have a new boyfriend. Who is it? Scott Disick. Oh, cool. Who's that? As you know, the fathers are not there.
The insider shared, quote, Scott is going crazy, adding, he's going to go off the deep end.
No!
It's really bad. It's about to get dark.
It's about to get dark? No. We need Scott Disick and all the original creative content he puts out. Like, there was that one show or that one song or movie. Because there's no way that Scott Disick's just famous for being famous, right? We would never do that in America. He's definitely got to be doing something, man. He made a sex tape. No. Literally no talent.
However, Scott seemed to be all smiles while hanging out with Elizabeth and friends at Hyde Sunset in West Hollywood.
The picture they're showing is Scott Disick. First of all, he's not smiling. Looks like he's done a lot of cocaine and was crying. And he's got hair like long like Jesus, kind of like down to his shoulder. And I don't see any smiling. And that's the face of somebody that's obsessed over their ex. Somebody I wouldn't want to have around. Oh, but he's smiling. What?
According to the Daily Mail, Scott and Elizabeth, quote, stayed out together with a group of friends into the wee hours on Friday.
And then they got their face paint for the high school rally the next day. Woo, go team.
And eyewitnesses reported that they...
And you know at the football game that Scott Disick went to, he was the king of the food court. He's like, who wants a dollar hot dog? I'll get all your friends dollar hot dogs and all. This joke's dying.
Left together in a chauffeured car. Scott, who happens to be 38, does seem to have a thing for younger women. His ex Amelia was only 20 years old. And he dated Sophia Richie, who was 21 years old when they called it quits.
Some of these pictures look like a father-daughter. It's so creepy.
After 3 years of dating.
Oh, man.
However, according to Page Six, a rep for Scott did not comment on whether he and Elizabeth were an official pair or just friends.
Trust me, there's no pairing of these. Anybody, let me re-say that. Anybody who is hooking up with Scott Disick, there's really no pairing. There's no emotional connection because he's a sociopath with no emotion. So just trust me when I say it's just friends with benefits. And in the moment, friends with benefits seems like a great thing. You don't have to deal with the annoyance of a relationship. You don't have to deal with the annoyance of everything. Here's the thing that everybody acts that pretends that this doesn't happen with friends with benefits. The timer reaches it. Its end. There's a specific moment you could be friends with benefits with somebody for a year and a half. But the fact that you're hooking up with other people and they're hooking up with other people, but you guys are close enough. That's what's going on with Scott Disick. And that's what happened to me after my breakup was I had like three or four of them. I'm not bragging. I'm not hanging out here. I'm trying to suppress all those memories. I bet they are of me too. But there's a moment where you're kind of like, what the hell am I doing here? Why am I hanging out with you? I want to go home and sleep in my own bed. And that is when you know that friends with benefits is not for you. For people like Scott Disick that don't have emotions, friends with benefits is amazing. But then they go, I kind of want what Travis and Courtney have, but I don't have empathy or sympathy. So being in a loving relationship is not possible. But for me, I'm an emotionally dependent, narcissistic, bipolar patient. I love cuddling. I love sex. I love being exclusive. Everyone's like, oh, your girlfriend's out of your league. Your girlfriend's out of your league. Your girlfriend's out of your league. And guess what, buddy? You're not getting to have sex with her. I do.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by RichKBarber.com, Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley at Rich K Barber at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard next door to McDonald's, when I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words, RichKBarber.com. And then here's the thing. You subscribe for his newsletter so you always know when he's got free openings. When you go to RichKBarber.com, sign up for an appointment, and then when you get that nice haircut, tell them I sent you and be like, hey, I heard about it on Hoppy Hour. Hoppy's really funny. He's really entertaining.
Shut up!
Oh, I will.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
This woman is outraged. Sherry Mullen is carrying a sign outside the airport in San Jose, California that reads, "Lock her up."
What makes people walking up and down the block in California not having jobs? Whoa, people having a lot of free time in California. Whoa, never would have saw that coming.
This woman is outraged. Sherry Mullen is carrying a sign outside the airport in San Jose, California that reads, "Lock her up."
Yeah.
What made you go to the airport and do that?
Why?
I wanted her to know,
who?
As a mom,
yeah,
and as a mom friend,
that
I knew that she,
what'd she do?
Put my kid in danger.
Oh, wow.
And that she lied to my face. And I wanted to show her that I knew.
The sign was aimed at her former friend, Shannon O'Connor, who is accused of a crime that has sent shockwaves through their upscale suburban neighborhood.
What happened? What happened? Burglary?
Authorities say Shannon O'Connor hosted wild parties for her 15-year-old son inside her home. The mom also allegedly supplied the alcohol. And get this.
What?
She also encouraged underage sex among the teens who attended and even watched.
Okay. That's a little weird there.
Sherry Mullen's daughter attended two of the parties.
Yeah.
She betrayed our trust. She betrayed my trust.
Is the kid okay?
Personally.
Are you outraged by what she's accused of doing to
outraged.
You? Complete.
Keyword of 2021. Outraged. Are you outraged? I'm outraged. You better be outraged. Outraged? Are you outraged?
Personally.
Are you outraged by what she's accused of doing to these kids?
Completely outraged. I am horrified. It's disgusting.
Gross. Okay. So I went to a few of these parties as a teenager. I was never really invited to an underage drinking party. But the vibe was always weird. So let me explain to you. We're going to go down memory lane. This is my therapy session. I start therapy next Monday on Zoom. I can't wait. Okay. So in Arlington Heights, Illinois, the mean streets, the very boring and Caucasian city with really nothing to do, the suburb of Chicago, there's a lot of underage drinking parties. And what was weird about the underage drinking parties was the sex. Was I having any of it? No. Could I have even had any of it if I wanted to? If there was a girl that was like, oh my God, I must have sex with Ryan Hoppy, that wasn't happening, Captain, because I was drinking Captain Morgan. Oh, whiskey D. I am the biggest victim of that when I drink a lot. But you would hear sex. I'll never forget. Like, you would, and I'm, because we were all underage then, I'm not going to get graphic, but anything to do with sex, you would hear or see. But you were 15 and you're amongst your friends that are 15. But this was the weirdest part. Two things. Everybody was banging like on their parents' couch and letting their friends bang on a parent's couch. Like you would kind of leave the room. And it's like, imagine being the father the next day and you're sitting on this chair. First of all, that was always weird to me. And then there were kids that like banged on the parents' bed. I was like, get the hell out of here. But the weirdest part was there was this really nice house and you walked in and then there was like a side little like living room. It's just a basic big house. I'm not going to sit here and describe a house I've not been to in 10 years. But on the second floor, the parents would overlook like they were on like a little balcony area so they could see everybody walking in. They'd be like, hello, hi. And what was weird was you would have like, and this even happened when we were more 17, 18, not 15, but we were underage. And you would see a girl walk in. She would hook up with my friend in the basement and then her hair would be messy and then she would leave and you would kind of leave the room and let everybody bang. And like the parents knew that was happening. So I kind of attended it. And it's weird because it's like, it gets weirder when the adults know. Because when the adults don't know, it's kind of like, I don't have any experience about it, but I just saw it at all the parties I snuck into. I snuck into my radio job in Cleveland. I snuck into my radio job in Tampa. I snuck into dating my girlfriend. I sneak into every situation. I don't even care about what I'm talking about anymore. But yeah, I've been to a lot of those parties back in the day. Not anymore. Don't worry. I'm not going to 17-year-old drinking parties. I swear to God. And that's what happens, man. Like on prom night when I was laying there really drunk and sober, it's just weird hearing a collective amount of like sex noises. Like you just become numb to it. I'm numb to this segment, man. We got to move on.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, man. We need to find some Jesus. It's right here. This was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that DJ Tone Tampa, Westchase Printing on Instagram is the best in the Bay. I'm a man of my words. When you go to WestchasePrinting.com, you can get posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed. But here's the best part. And I'm a man of my words. I would never lie to you. I would never take you to the wrong printing company that's going to give you an average job. When you go to WestchasePrinting.com, they're already going to hook you up with a great deal on the invoice. But when you name drop me, the first time ever, it's cool to name drop me. Wrong button there. When you name drop me, they will give you an even bigger discount. It's like I surround myself with really successful people. I do. That's what you got to do in life. I learned that last week from Gary Vee.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh,
Brian Laundrie's father hammers no trespassing signs into his lawn, and he is pleading with protesters today to leave his family alone.
No! The Laundrie family not having privacy? No! I don't know what it is, but I just think there's a little bit of an inside job. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I'm not a murder mystery expert like all you psychopaths out there. So I don't really know the radar. Like how I was saying before that I have daddy issues radar and I can see when somebody has daddy issues. I know there's people that have murder radar and they can tell something's fishy because they've listened to so many podcasts about it because they're crazy and watch 2020 specials before they go to bed, that I feel like all the diehard fans are looking at this situation and knowing that something is fishy.
The Laundrie's attorney, Steve Bertolino.
He just looks like an attorney. He's bald, got a big head, a lot of wrinkles. He just looks like the attorney that would be protecting the Laundrie's.
Oh.
Not a man of integrity. Not somebody I would want to hang out with.
The Laundrie's attorney, Steve Bertolino, told me the five-week-long siege of the family's Florida home has to stop.
No. I mean, it has to be a little irritating, but I mean, you covered up your kid, buddy boy. He's not dead.
Chris and Roberta did not help Ryan flee. Yeah. They did not put him on a plane. They didn't put him on.
Oh, yeah. The fact that you're saying these things makes me wonder if that's what happened. Because nobody was really saying, hey, he went on a plane. We don't know what happened. It's like when a kid gets caught with like cookies all over their face and they're like, I did not go into the cookie jar and take the chocolate chip cookies and eat them, Mom. I did not.
Ryan flee. They did not put him on a plane. They didn't put him on a kayak or a boat or a ferry.
He's just going through all the conspiracies.
Harry, you know, the message is go home, go back.
What's unhealthy is they have these little kids in the front yard like doing the protest. It's very unsettling.
Whatever it is you do with your
go toss a football, man. Like, I'm just as annoyed that they didn't really get any justice for Brian and that Gibby's no longer with us. But, man, like, go home and do homework. Why are you having these 12-year-olds? We want to do a protest.
Your life and leave Chris and Roberta alone.
People are really angry with them still. Don't you think it would benefit them to come forward and say what they know?
good journalism by Inside Edition.
Last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, people have been yelling and screaming outside of their home. So they're not exactly, you know, willing to come out and say, oh, by the way, all you people that have been yelling at us, you know, here's some information for you.
Here's the thing. That attitude right there is why the Laundrie, the whole thing smells of BS. Is this whole attitude where coming out when Gabby was first missing and going, and just the idea that saying we don't know where she is, we want to help her, shows that they are not innocent. And that whole attitude of like that we're invading their privacy, it's like, shut up.
There's a water bottle right here.
Meanwhile, citizen internet sleuths made an intrigue.
Losers. Hey, we're going to do murder mystery. These same people that do that, every single one of you, I don't care if you're listening to my show. Get a life. No, but keep listening. But what I'm saying is, if you're listening to my show and you're one of these people, get help. It is one thing to be into murder podcasts. Because we all wonder what happens when we die. It's a one thing to do, to be into murder movies and podcasts and documentaries and blah, 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 blah. It's wonderful. It's dandy. It's amazing. It's great. Here's the thing, though. When you start treating it like a sport and you're doing live podcasts about Gabby Pinto, you're exploiting her. You're coming off like an advocate. You're coming off like you're woke. You're coming off like you care. But really, you're using the exploitation of a murdered innocent girl for your own greater good. You're a phony. You're a liar. You're a failure. You're a no-talent hack that relies on dead people for clout. Get away from me. Ooh, you're real fun at parties. I do a murder podcast where we exploit the dead. Wow, get a life.
Wow, and it looks like Shawn Mendes is doing just that by taking a break.
Rewind that.
Everyone needs to unplug from social media once in a while, and it looks like Shawn Mendes is doing just that by taking a break from TikTok. Let's get into it.
I know that I've always said that I make everything about me, which is why I just paused the news clip about Shawn Mendes and made it about me. But I'm saying I'm doing the same thing where I'm taking a break. Not from TikTok, I barely use it. But social media, when I hung out with my girlfriend and her mom today for her birthday, she turned 35. Yeah, it's a joke. But she's the best. But what? Oh, jeez. What I'm saying is I left my phone at my girlfriend's mom's house while we went out to eat for her birthday. And I didn't have my phone with me for 2 hours, and it was great. And my time spent on the phone has been like 4 hours this week. It was usually like 8. Social media was taking over my life. It still is, because I think about it when it's not near me.
Over the weekend, Shawn Mendes performed at the 2021 We Can Survive concert hosted by Odyssey at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Other performers at the sold-out show included Saweetie, Doja Cat, and Maroon 5. The event benefited the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which according to their website gives those affected by suicide a nationwide community empowered by research, education, and advocacy to take action against this leading cause of death. Mental health is so important, and we love to see celebrities like Shawn advocating for suicide prevention.
Good.
If you or a loved one are struggling, we will leave a link to the organization's website where you can find resources.
All right, all of that's at clevernews.com. So basically, he's taking a break from TikTok. Okay. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. What should we talk about next? This.
Megan Fox is reportedly ready for Machine Gun Kelly to propose after Courtney and Travis's engagement. Plus, you'll never guess what Adele has framed up in her house.
What?
Hey, it's Amira from Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we're going to start this one off with Billie Eilish and her boo.
Why?
Page Six reports that Billie and her boyfriend Matthew Tyler Vorce were inseparable at Doja Cat's 26th birthday bash this...
Whoa! A boyfriend and a recently dating girlfriend were really close to each other at a party? Whoa! Call the presses!
This week, Doja's birthday falls near Halloween season, so it was no surprise that it was an ocean-themed costume party. Billie and Matthew...
Yeah, I like a nice theme.
Matthew reportedly kept close in their lobster costumes and did not leave each other's sight all night. This party...
It's weird, man. Weird.
He also hosted other big celebs such as Bella Hadid, Karrueche Tran, Tiana Taylor, Justin and Hailey Bieber, and...
Was Tiana Trump there? I was hanging out with her earlier. Had a good time.
Other stars. All right, but switching gears to Adele. The singer recently did a tour of her home with Vogue, and she revealed some interesting details about her place.
What? It's really nice and big. Unlike me now.
While showing off her $9.5 million LA home.
No big deal. Oh, yeah. I love when they show the really nice parts. Like, I wonder what celebrity is messy, because we always see these houses back in the day on Pimp My Cribs and just on social media. Like when Tyga had that song, I'm bored in a house, I'm bored in a mother effing house. Yeah, you see all the celebrities with the clean houses, but I want to see a celebrity that's like a slob. Like, oh yeah.
Adele casually shared her proudest possession, which just so happened to be a framed photo of a chewed piece of gum from her idol, Celine Dion.
Nice, she's relatable.
Now, I know you're probably wondering why or how she got this, but
no,
trust
me,
care. It gets stranger.
Why?
Adele explained that James Corden, the host for Carpool Karaoke,
I think I've heard of that douche,
knew that Adele was a big fan of Celine, and he, quote, made her spit her gum into a piece of paper and had it framed as a gift.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, pure dedication. What gift is topping this? Okay, but now on to Megan Fox and MGK, because we might be seeing another engagement soon. After...
That marriage would kill Brian Austin Green. If he hasn't acted out on being a psychopath who's not over his ex yet, he would after an engagement. Him and Scott Disick can do a podcast together called The Walking Midlife Crisis Tour.
After Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's highly praised engagement, a source tells Hollywood Life exclusively that Megan is thinking about marriage with her boo as well. Our insider also shared that the Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen actress considers
I don't care anymore.
Machine Gun Kelly her soulmate.
He's a soulmate, bro. I met him. He's a nerd from Ohio. Good for him.
And that she wants wedding plans to happen for herself very soon.
Oh, man.
While Megan just finalized her divorce from ex Brian Austin Green earlier this month after a
old man, he got replaced. Time to get the blue pill.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we're going to start with Saweetie because she's booked and busy.
Hell yeah, sister. Keep working hard. Woohoo! She does not need my approval, and I don't know why I called her sister.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Last week, the Bay Area rapper was seen at the Lakers season opener chatting with the lovely Adele and snapping some pictures.
I saw that Adele and Kid Cudi were talking, and it just was a very weird conversation. It was about a 10-second video, and you could tell Kid Cudi was like amazed that Adele was in front of him, and Adele didn't really care. But I would rather hang out with Kid Cudi any day.
We hope this means a collaboration could be coming soon. We spoke with Saweetie at the Odyssey's 8th annual We Can Survive benefit concert this weekend.
That's a really short name.
And she revealed to HL exclusively that it would be really cool to work with a UK singer. Oh. Saweetie also shared some context behind the photo moment and revealed that taking pics is her hobby. And she...
It's everyone's hobby. I'm a model!
Loves being behind the camera. In fact, she's pretty cool with the Lakers organization, and according to her, being a Tumblr girl plays its part when it comes to shooting some great content. All right, but now let's jump into this J Balvin news. The singer released a statement on his Instagram story yesterday after receiving backlash for his Para music video.
I don't care anymore. Probably because I have no idea who the hell he is.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. But before we begin today, make sure you've hit that sub like and bell button for all the latest news on your favorite celebs. Today we are starting off with some romantic news between Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
Did he finally get Steve Harvey's approval? Tomorrow morning on the Strawberry Letter on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Comedian Steve Harvey's daughter launched her new skincare line this past Friday, and a video posted on a fan account shows Harvey, her mother, Marjorie, and Michael all making some sweet speeches about Lori's hard work. Mm. The most memorable moment was at the end when the Black Panther actor said, "I am extremely proud of you."
Yeah! You know, Steve Harvey's like, "Thank God, he's a good man. She's hanging out with a good man, rather. You know, he's very lucky." He feels very grateful.
From the time I met you, having a vision, having a goal, sticking to your guns, not being distracted by opinions, views, and perspectives. He then told her he loved her and adorably pulled her in for a kiss.
Yeah.
Moving on to some more congratulatory news.
That wasn't the only lips I got kissed that night.
Jamie Chung and Brian Greenberg are officially parents.
I don't know who the hell they are, but I don't really care.
We're gonna have a good time tonight.
Snoop Dogg grooving one step closer to sipping gin and prune juice because he just rolled into a big one, people.
Snoop Dogg is 50, man. Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Snoop Dogg turned 50, and to celebrate, he had a huge player's ball. Everybody came.
Yeah, the Midlife Crisis Tour once again with Scott Disick, Brian Austin Green, and Snoop Dogg. Bringing Travis Barker's ex, and you got a party.
Dressed up, top hats, fur coats.
Jamie Foxx, Usher, and T.I. were on hand, and Snoop's homie Martha Stewart hit him up on Insta.
Yeah.
The biggest star.
Why wasn't Martha at the party getting down?
Party wasn't even a person.
One of the highlights of the night was one of his gifts. So he got an old school, he got a 1955 Impala.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I love cars. Not at all. Alrighty, Harvey's getting really turned on by cars. Ah, man. Now I know what to get him for Christmas.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street, and that's in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com, Amir Academy on all social media, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When I tell you that he is not just the best in the Bay, but the best workout trainer, the best MMA trainer, the best martial arts trainer in all of the Bay Area and all of this universe, I'm being real with you, man. So go to AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Bored. Bored.
Me too.
Bored.
Call Hoppy now.
Yeah.
856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweeting me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
For all the info, ryanhoppyradio.com.
After getting engaged a few days ago, sources say Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are already thinking about starting a family.
Woohoo! Rub it in Scott Disick's face even more.
Let's get into
Please.
It.
It feels like we are all still on cloud nine for Kourtney and Travis after they shared their incredible engagement news with the world.
So they're going to potentially have a kid. Woohoo! A good for them. Some more news that has no impact on your life, only on Happy Hour.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker bring PDA to the NBA.
Oh, the Kardashians do. Oh, yeah, it's a worldwide tour.
Here's the model and basketball star kissing courtside at the Phoenix Suns versus Los Angeles Lakers game over the weekend.
Devin is so good at laying the pipe in the paint. That makes no sense. Also during sex. He's really good at scoring when it matters. That makes more sense. And he's so good at keeping it private, man. I mean, you never ever hear anything about Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner. Yeah, yeah, COVID, but they're just a very good low-key couple. They're not like Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. We have sex, man. Yeah. Like Devin's like, I score 70 points and I get 10 out of 10s.
Kendall was cheering on her boyfriend with pals Justin and Hailey Bieber by her side, but it was after the Suns beat the Lakers that Devin surprised fans by rushing to his girlfriend and giving her a hug and a kiss.
Oh, wow, Devin Booker's showing emotion. He's got that Kobe Bryant school of, I can't show any emotions. I would show a weak side of me to the teams.
And that rare moment of PDA between the pair has Kendall's sister, Khloe Kardashian's stamp of approval.
Yeah, time to get the camera crew.
The Good American founder showed her support by sharing the same photo of the lovebirds on her Instagram story.
So I'm watching the Saints and the Seahawks game right now on a Monday Night Football. It doesn't matter to you. And the field goal kicker just missed a 33-yard field goal that would have tied the game up. And man, field goal kickers are no longer make field goals. They're making millions to suck.
Hug and a kiss. And that rare moment of PDA between the pair has Kendall's sister, Khloe Kardashian's stamp of approval. The Good American founder showed her support by sharing the same photo of the lovebirds on her Instagram story.
I think,
you know, Devin's like, ugh, all this attention's annoying.
Having so many people like love you is such a blessing.
The private
That's the most Kardashian quote ever.
Couple has been getting more public with their romance.
Yeah.
After more than a year of dating.
True.
Back in June, Kendall confirmed that Devin is her boyfriend on the reunion special for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And
the reunion, they just got canceled 2 months ago. Time to reunite after 2 months. Woohoo!
Explain why she's chosen to keep her love life private.
Why?
No offense to my older sisters at all, but I think that Kylie and I specifically have, you know, had the opportunity to watch my older sisters, you know, go through marriages and relationships and breakups.
Oh, you see Kim and Kourtney getting mad like, we want you to suffer too, bitch.
And all these things and do them
glad to be there for you.
No, do them pretty publicly. And like
Scott, shut up.
Again, no offense to you guys at all, but I think just it was personal preference.
Scott doesn't like that. he's a weird guy, man.
From like a really young age that I didn't really want to like.
Yeah.
I think it makes my life a lot easier and our relationship a lot better.
They don't like that. They're like, we want to see you ruin your life too.
To be completely honest, I just feel like it's a private matter. It's not really for anybody else to judge or know.
Wow. A round of applause. You stood up to everybody.
Privacy's been important for Kendall for a while. Check out what she told ET.
I mean, nobody in that room, I don't care anymore. Nobody in that room was like, good for you. You're doing privacy. They're like, no, you gotta have sex on tape now.
Back in 2015.
It's not always easy, but I don't know. I just kind of, I like to keep my private life pretty private.
So. Hell yeah, you keep it private by being private, by letting everybody know you're private. What else is going on with Happy Hour?
Watch out.
Why?
Hoppy is about to rant.
Okay, guys, can we change the music, please?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian definitely knows how to take a joke.
Not the only thing it takes.
Keeping Up with the Kardashian star took to her Instagram story to share about the 41st birthday party, her four children, 8-year-old North.
I don't care. She had a birthday party. Woohoo! She turned 41. She is old. Time flies.
Britney Spears is taking a bittersweet trip down memory lane.
Why?
The pop superstar reflected
on... She probably should not reflect on the past and just move on.
Her motherhood journey in a heartfelt Instagram message on Friday... sharing throwback photos of her two sons, Jaden James and Sean Preston.
Oh, the kids grew up. Wow, what a concept. The hell? Oh, Ed Sheeran got COVID. Woo, good for him. That headline would have been jaw-dropping 18 months ago. What the hell happened with Michael J. Fox?
I've had Parkinson's for 30 years. I mean, I'm scared. That's longer than you've been alive. It struggles sometimes. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it's really hard. It's hard to get up and get ready and get out in the world.
What gets you through those days?
The days that suck. An understanding that I will get through it.
Yeah.
That, I mean, any moment you get to, you go, well,
I mean, you think about all the problems you have, and then you see Michael J. Fox being a badass, and it just inspires you, man.
It's just like, not get through this moment or get through this moment.
Michael was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 1991, but revealed the news 7 years later after basically being bullied.
The paparazzi stand outside my apartment and heckle at me like, what's the matter with you? And I said, this can't go on. I can't have my neighbors deal with this. So I came out with it, and it was great. It was a great surprise to me that people responded with an interest and a desire to find an answer to the disease. And I saw that as a great opportunity. I don't get put in this position to
God bless him, man.
To squander it.
Since then, the Data 4 has raised over $1 billion, yes, $1 billion, for Parkinson's research. This Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of his annual A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Cure Parkinson's Gala, where Brad Paisley and Sting will perform. As always...
Sounds like a grand old party. What's going on with Dave Chappelle?
It's comedy kind of hard right now, especially like what Dave Chappelle is going through with Netflix.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a different element, but I know, you know, he's one of my favorite people on the planet.
That's Jon Stewart facing questions about his good friend Dave Chappelle.
I love that dude.
His really good friend Dave Chappelle, and the now infamous special that has many Netflix employees and members of the LGBTQ community fuming.
But I know his intention is never hurtful. Like, he's just...
It's a comedian being a vulgar comedian. Okay.
After the horrifying news last week that Alec Baldwin accidentally killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his movie Rust, new details are emerging regarding multiple safety complaints just hours before the incident. Let's get into it.
So, like, when I was at Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens last week, I got the alert that this happened with Alec Baldwin from the New York Post, and I wasn't even shocked because it was like, Alec Baldwin's gotten into fist fights. Everybody hates working with him. He was mean to his daughters 15 years ago on the voicemail. Like, he surrounds himself with negative energy. I'm not saying he deserved to go through what he's going through, but he surrounds himself with a wife that was pretending to be Hispanic. And I'm not saying all of that manifests it into an innocent woman losing her life, but like, it's the choices you make, Alec. Like, it's hard for me to say, but it just feels like this would happen to Alec Baldwin.
According to the Washington Post, the prop master who was in charge of checking the safety of the gun that was given to Alec was actually brought in. The prop master was replacing a union prop master after half a dozen members of the crew left the set in protest of unsafe working conditions.
It's like no one was even going to watch a movie called Rust that describes your career. Like, why are you made? It's just so infuriating that this woman is gone because all these precautions were not being taken. And then what's really infuriating about this is, so all the people who are Trump supporters who would get mad at Alec Baldwin for being vicious about Trump are now being vicious towards Alec Baldwin about Alec Baldwin taking a life. So you're mad at the liberals from 2016 to 2020 for making fun of Trump, but then you give the same energy when something happens to Alec Baldwin. Like, if you were so much better, and I hate all politicians, but I'm just saying, all these psychopathic people that are making it about gun control, it's like, do you have any substance in your brain besides drugs? Do you have anything in you to just not make something political for one, I'm going to swear, fucking time in our life? Can we just make something about human life and how short it is and how we should appreciate each moment? No, we gotta make it political. Our fucking president literally walked off a stage, sneezed into his hand without a mask on, and shook people's hands. We live in a dumb country. Like, can we just get along and not make things political for once? I hate every politician. I hate every elitist. It's like, can we just feel bad for Alec Baldwin? He's worth hundreds of millions, a famous actor, but he's going through the same trauma that a lot of people go through. Can we be sympathetic for once? Please. Oh, wait. We gotta make it political. Jesus Christ.
Conditions. One crew member told the Los Angeles Times, quote, corners were being cut and they brought in non-union people so they could continue shooting.
Oh, because it's so important. God. And can't you just CGI it? Why do you need even a prop gun?
This strike took place just 6 hours before Alec fired the prop gun containing the live round that tragically killed director of photography Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. According to the Los Angeles Times, who spoke to another crew member, there was, quote, a serious lack of safety meetings on this set.
It's always when you hear about things that happen like this, it's always this comes out and they could have done this right. But what's been really infuriating is Hailey Bieber, that hack of a wife, Hilaria Baldwin, and everybody, the movie director, and that saying, oh, I feel bad that this happened. No shit, someone died. Of course you feel bad. It doesn't need to be a headline. Oh, it's infuriating. Oh, it's infuriating. It's like, it's just all exploitation. It's all bad. This Planet Man. Sometimes, like, I want to be William Shatner and I want to go into outer space and just see this planet and go, oh my God, this is all so meaningless. All of this. Why did you have to film a movie that day? Couldn't you wait for better precautions? It's like nobody values life anymore. Nobody cares, dude. Oh, I can't. And then you had the girl that was in charge of the guns going on a podcast like 3 weeks ago going, hey, my dad was really famous and I don't know what I'm doing. She literally went on a podcast and said she wasn't sure about her duties. So you got that dummy manifesting things. It's just like, God, it just feels like the world's ending. Or maybe it was just my podcast ending.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.